As I said, I was born in 1955. My family was already members of Beth Israel congregation then. So I kind of grew up at Beth Israel. From the time I was born, I went through religious school. I was always here. My mother was very involved. She and two other people started the library at Beth Israel, and she was a big cook. So at the time, she was always involved in all the cooking that went on in the kitchen for every event, from different bar mitzvahs to you name it, okay? And which meant a big commitment. And we lived at the time, which seemed like a very far distance from here. It was, you know, it didn't change, but
it's out in
you
the
know,
country.
Yeah, it was far away. So like on a morning where I'd be in Hebrew school or after, you know, an afternoon for a 2-hour session, she wasn't going to drop me off and go home and come back. So she always stayed and had projects she got herself involved in. So she was very involved for well over 30 years, you know, at Beth Israel. So anyway, I went through all that. I was bar mitzvahed at Beth Israel. I was, at the time, there were confirmation classes. I was involved in those. I had a confirmation. I'm probably skipping over things, but my wife and I were married here in 1984, and my wife has become pretty involved in a lot of things at Beth Israel. All my kids have gone through and bar and bat mitzvah here. We have three children. And then over the years, the way it's changed is that really, when I was young, I mean, there was really Beth Israel only. I remember when some other families, some that were Beth Israel families, some that weren't, started Beth Emeth. It was somewhere in the early to mid 1960s. I don't remember the exact year, but I know some of the families that were involved, and you know, it was. You know, it became a large temple. You know, I remember when Rabbi Goldstein and his wife came to Ann Arbor in 1975 and the first Chabad house was formed. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that I can remember when they first came here. They came and visited with my family, my parents, myself, and I was 20 years old at the time and introduced themselves. And so I've known them since they came here. And, you know, and as time went on, that there were more temples and more synagogues, you know, being formed in the community. And then along with the Federation and the JCC that came on, you know, as time went on, I don't remember which years though they were each formed. I know we just had some kind of anniversary for each one of those organizations, Jewish Family Services, which just celebrated, I think,
their 20th anniversary. Last night.
Yes.
It was a
yes.
Wonderful occasion. I have really just been amazed in watching the Jewish community grow. My son, my oldest son is 42 now, but when he graduated from Huron High School and he was the president of his class, there were four Jewish kids. I don't know the numbers now, but I am sure that it's tenfold. Beth Emeth has over 700 families. Beth Israel has
close to 500.
500 families. But it's the diversity of the Jewish community in that there are every kind of, you can be any kind of a Jew in Ann Arbor, and yet all of these people come together. And I think one of the greatest moments was when the Federation decided to have a humanitarian dinner, and my husband and I were asked to chair the first one, and we were honoring Ari Weinzweig and Paul Saginaw, and we had it out at the Sheraton in Ypsilanti, I think, and we had 625 people, and Mandel Berman came, and he said something that has always stuck with me. You could never have this size of a Jewish crowd in the Detroit area because people come to conservative things, they come to reform things, they'll come to a JCC event, but having everybody in the Jewish community come, we had to turn people away because the hotel wouldn't hold that many people. And that continues to happen and where the whole community comes together.
Judy, I think you asked me earlier about Ozias Swerdling, who was like the founding, one of the founding members, but the founding father at Beth Israel. And I did know him. I think I may have been around 16 or 18 years old when he passed away, and he lived to be well up into his 90s. And he was a pretty unique man. And I knew him a little bit closely because he was a great uncle to my best friend growing up at that time. So I, you know, I had been at his home and so on for, you know, several times. And what I remember mostly about him was he was, I can remember him at services at Beth Israel, Shabbat morning or on a Friday night service. And he was always sat in the same seat, always had a smile on his face when, you know, and I can remember being a small child, you know, maybe 5 and 10 years old, he always would, you know, give you a big smile and a handshake, a very tight grip, and tell you how proud he was to see you, you know, at Beth Israel and that type of thing. He was a big businessman in Ann Arbor, too, a very successful real estate man, and I believe
furrier.
He started as a furrier. Way before my time, so I didn't
There's
know too
still
much.
A wall downtown that says Swerdling
yeah.
Fur.
Okay, I remember when he owned many properties around town still, and you know, in his later years, and that's what I knew of him. Very nice man. His wife had died several years before he did, and I don't really have memories of her, but I remember one afternoon. Going to his house with my friend. We were probably, maybe we were 13 or 14 years old at the time. The back door was always open. We just walked in the back door, and my friend Dave called out his uncle's name. He didn't answer. He called out his name. He didn't answer. He was hard of hearing by then, okay? And as we're walking through the house, we see him laying face down on the floor. So we got very nervous. We ran to him. He was laying on the floor. He wasn't passed out. He was counting his money, the stacks of cash dollars out in front of him laying on the floor. So I'll never forget that one.